And yes, I agree with roundabouts. They're very easy to get used to, and it is a smooth transition from one side of the road to the other. And it saves all the expenses of traffic lights and people standing there and waiting. No one likes to wait.
Maryland circles are ridiculous. They're like little hot car tracks. They need fixed.
You get stuck in the middle because you missed your turn, and no one is nice enough to let you over.
Traffic circles are so confusing, especially in D.C. I always, without a doubt, if I'm not sure where I'm going, miss my turn, and then I have to recalculate on my GPS.
Traffic definitely flows better from roundabouts. Another advantage is that the high-speed T-bone collisions you see at intersections on television generally don't happen with roundabouts. Traffic is slowed for the intersection, and it continues to move on more smoothly.
I love the traffic circles. They're easy to maneuver. They keep the traffic moving. The biggest problem is the drivers in the circle who are rude and are too busy thinking about themselves to let people over.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen was approaching a traffic circle, and I saw car tracks that went up one side and down the other. I guess they didn't know what to do.
Circles are fine for people who go through them every day and know what to do. It's the people that don't do it every day that cause all the problems for everybody else.
It can be difficult to know which lane to get into to get to the road you're trying to get to. And the discourteous drivers already on the road don't make it any easier.
Don't see why anyone is complaining about our traffic circles. They should try to drive in Melbourne, Australia, where the traffic circles are large, run the other direction, and you have a streetcar running through the middle of it. These things in here, piece of cake.
The first time my wife ever encountered a traffic circle, she ran right straight through the thing. I about died.